Nongfu Spring emerged out of China's Thousand Island Lake to become the country's largest water cellar. Today, its founder is China's richest man, more or less, with a fortune valued at nearly $60 billion. The history of mainland China's bottled water industry is wild, with episodes of scandal, health pseudoscience, and random bouts of cancel culture. How much drama can a water company twist open? You might be surprised. In this video, a Chinese water business. But first, I want to remind you about the Asianometry Patreon and the early access tier. Members get to see the new videos first and references attached. It directly supports the channel and really helps. Thank you, and on with the show. Zhong Sansan grew up during a tumultuous time in mainland China's history. Born in Hangzhou in 1954, the Cultural Revolution forced him out of school at the age of 12, so he worked a variety of manual labor jobs. After things calmed down and the schools reopened, Zhong graduated from what is now the Open University of China and became a journalist for the Zhejiang Daily newspaper. His time there interviewing rich entrepreneurs eventually inspired him to start his own thing. In 1988, the central government designated the island of Hainan as a special economic zone, so Zhong moved there, starting a newspaper and mushroom farm. Neither did very well. In 1990, Zhong then noticed Hainan's growing real estate industry and set up the Dacheng Curtains Company, bringing in textiles from Hangzhou. It eventually did well enough to sell in Beijing, earning Zhong his first pot of gold. Then came the 1993 World Championships in Athletics held in Stuttgart, Germany. There, the Chinese women's national team shocked the world by winning three major running events, the 1500, the 3000, and 10,000 meter races. Six women ran record-breaking race times, and some of those records still stand today. The success made the China coach, Ma Junren, quite famous. Coming from a small rural middle school, Ma attributed the success of his Ma family army to rigorous training and traditional Chinese medicine. In particular, a turtle soup. So Chinese like to drink these health-preserving soups made from the meat of a soft-shelled turtle, a bie. Apparently Chinese don't like to call this animal a turtle, which is referred to as an ukwe, but it sure looks like a turtle to me. These turtle soups have been a long popular folk medicine. A fundamental concept in traditional Chinese medicine is yin and yang. An excess of yang can result in night sweats, restlessness, and something akin to heat flashes. So as a counterbalance, we need to replenish yin, or cooling energy, and you get that from soft-shelled turtle soup. You chop up the poor turtle and simmer its meat in a pot for several hours, along with some ginger. So Coach Ma parlayed his team's success into a 1993 drink called Chinese Soft-Shelled Turtle Essence, produced by a third-party pharmaceutical company. His endorsement helped the drink sell. This gave Zhong the idea to launch his own competing soft-shelled turtle product that same year called Yangshen Tang Turtle Pills. The turtle pills were made from freezing the turtles and grinding them up, which also sounds rather unpleasant for the turtle. But pills were easier for people to consume. Zhong also brilliantly marketed his pills with catchy slogans like, "Morning and evening, two turtle pills are better than eating a soft-shelled turtle every day." I think it's more catchy in Chinese. Later in 1995, the first Chinese turtle essence product plummeted due to scandal. A media outlet discovered that their turtle essence was nothing more than brown sugar water. Memorably, the reporter visited the factory and found just one turtle on the premises, swimming happily in the backyard. Zhong jumped on this opening and heavily advertised the legitimacy of his turtle pills. One marketing event held lotteries to send customers to tour the factories so to confirm the actual soft-shelled turtles inside. By 1996, Zhong's turtle pills had become a commercial success. His health supplements company produced other products for skincare or children's nutrition. And as for Ma Junren, he went on to start his own company called Ma's Health Products, but his reputation tripped up after serious doping allegations were made by former members of the Ma family army. Before the 2000 Sydney Olympics, several runners failed tests and he was removed from his position. China's urbanization and industrialization in the 1990s brought great economic growth, but also environmental problems. Widespread pollution of the country's rivers and water sources have in turn spurred the popularity of bottled or packaged water, as they call it in the mainland, because it includes any form of sealed water. The industry began with foreign brands like Danone's Evian, which first entered the market in 1986, and Perrier. The foreign brands had a premium price and soon lost share to domestic players that sold purified water at more affordable prices. The leading brands of which are Hangzhou Wahaha and Robust. Wahaha was founded in 1987 by Zhong Qingho. The rather funny-sounding name comes from the title of a famous Xinjiang folk song and was chosen via a public contest. Wahaha's first hit product was a nutritional liquid tonic for children. It was widely advertised on television with a slogan meaning, "Wahaha makes your meals delicious." In 1991, the company went into beverages in response to Robust, which popularized a fruit-flavored dairy product. So Wahaha launched a line of popular fruit milks and then expanded to canned foods like the traditional Eight Treasures porridge. One of their iconic products was AD Calcium Milk. Despite the name, it's not actually milk, but more like kind of a fermented yogurt drink, familiar with kids of that generation. Taiwan has something similar, and I enjoy it quite regularly. Wahaha entered the packaged water business kind of has like a side project. They had imported a reverse osmosis water purification system to produce their fruit milks and porridge. The famously frugal founder, Zhong Qingho, probably thought that if they were already purifying water, might as well. In 1995, they launched their first bottled water products. The bottles had a premium price, about 2.5 to 3 RMB, and targeted urban white-collar workers. Few bought it. So in 1996, Wahaha founder Zhong dropped the retail price to under 2 RMB and launched a big ad campaign featuring handsome men and talking love. The key slogan was, "I only have eyes for you," a poetic and rather intimate phrase usually used between lovers. I know it's a bit bizarre. How can a bottle of water love a human? The offspring will be horrifying. But the campaign worked, and in 1996 they made 100 million RMB of sales. Now, Zhong San San had once worked for Wahaha as a provincial distributor in the early 1990s back in Hainan. But it did not work out and he eventually left. The circumstances of his leaving remain unclear, which will eventually matter later down the line. The common presumption is that Wahaha's success inspired Zhong to go into water, but in a later letter, Zhong claims that the idea comes from a visit to the beautiful Xin'an River to inspect an old liquor factory. The Xin'an River flows into what is called the Thousand Island Lake, or Qiandao Lake. I remember this lake from very early on in this channel's history. 6 years ago, I did a video about the Qiandao Lake Massacre, an infamous 1994 incident where 24 Taiwanese tourists on a ferry were robbed and murdered. Qiandao Lake is known for its natural beauty and the quality of its water, which somewhat amuses me considering it's a man-made reservoir created by a dam in the 1950s. But anyway, Zhong became so entranced by the area's beauty and its water that he decided to set up a bottled water plant. In 1996, Zhong established a new subsidiary of his Yangshan Tang company called Xin'an River Yangshan Tang Drinking Water. In 1997, they renamed it to Nongfu Spring, which literally means Farmer's Mountain Spring. The name does not refer to a literal location, but is supposed to evoke thoughts of purity and naturalness. Is that a word? Naturalness. That year, they introduced their first Red Cap bottled water, selling both purified and natural water, as in water sourced from some natural location. This also included the iconic slogan, "Nongfu Spring Tastes a Bit Sweet." In 1998, the company sponsored CCTV's broadcast of the 1998 World Cup in France. The ad run was successful, and Nongfu apparently reached third place in sales that year, thanks to the publicity. Nongfu's entry, however, did not much affect Wahaha's sales momentum, which hit 300 to 500 million RMB in 1997 and then grew to 2 billion RMB in 2000. Wahaha and Robust were fiercely competing over who can produce the purest water. Trying to compete along that angle too would be a recipe for disaster, so Nongfu decided to go against the flow. In April 2000, Nongfu dramatically announced that they would no longer sell purified water. According to the company, the decision will cost them many millions of RMB from equipment losses, but they were doing it, so they said, because they wanted to protect the health of the next generation. They cited a prior incident known as tetracycline teeth. It refers to the antibiotic tetracycline. Has been given to children and pregnant women since as early as 1948, but it was not known back then that the drug will bind to the calcium ions in growing teeth, staining them yellow, gray, or brown. That tetracycline teeth incident has been called a historical regret, and Nongfu argued that the widespread drinking of purified water presented a similar risk. To back their claim, Nongfu cited experiments conducted by a postdoctoral fellow from the prestigious Zhejiang University that found that natural water had ions like potassium, calcium, sodium, and magnesium that were not present in purified water. These ions were seen as essential for growth. Nongfu even suggested that drinking purified water can create a vacuum that pulls these essential mineral ions out of cells to be excreted out of the body. I know it sounds like an urban legend or something, but that's what they said. So from now on, Nongfu Spring will only sell quote-unquote natural water from its plant at Qiandao Lake. Using Qiandao Lake as a reservoir added to the shipping cost, but sent the desired message. Water is better when it comes from nature, not from a factory. As another marketing slogan put it, we don't produce water, we are just nature's porters. Nongfu's claims infuriate the purified water companies. Several told the media that Nongfu had said something irresponsible and should be prosecuted for it. Then Nongfu ran a big ad blitz with TV commercials that showed a quote-unquote experiment with two daffodils or some other flower in purified and natural water. The ads showed that the pure water daffodils had wilted while the natural watered ones thrived. When Wahaha's founder Zhong first saw this commercial, he said that flowers grow quite well in poo-poo too. Does that mean poo-poo water is the best water for humans to drink? I get the point. Despite the protests, Nongfu's marketing hit the mark. Representatives of a popular purified water company called Blue Light out in Chengdu told reporters that his company was flooded with phone calls and customers requesting refunds. 69 purified water companies issued a collective statement accusing Nongfu of using pseudoscience to defame purified water. And the local government indeed later fined Nongfu 200,000 RMB, though Zhong didn't rescind his beliefs about ions in water. Eventually, Zhong of Nongfu and Zhong of Wahaha buried the hatchet at an event mediated by the city government. Agree to disagree, so to say. Thus ending what was called the 2000 Water War. The stunt gave Nongfu Spring a top 3 position in the packaged water business, though Wahaha remained the leader. In 2003, the former started expanding into new verticals. Notables included Farmer's Orchard, a mixed fruit and vegetable juice, and Scream, a sort of sugary sports drink for youth. Then in 2006, Nongfu launched another health-focused water campaign, this time centered on acidity. There's some pseudoscience out there called the acid-based body theory that says that a body can be acidic or alkaline due to diet, and an acidic body is said to promote disease. As I said earlier, this is pseudoscience. The body self-regulates its pH level, and deviations are a symptom of disease, not a cause. But Nongfu Spring seized the theory's popularity to promote the idea that drinking weakly alkaline water keeps you healthy. To publicize this, they distributed pH strips to the public to test water samples for acidity. School children of the era remember Nongfu Spring salespeople coming to hand out free cases of bottled water along with pH strips. And as always, there was a slogan: a healthy life needs natural, weakly alkaline water. Members of China's water industry criticized the test for being nowhere near scientific. Also, drinking alkaline water wouldn't do much for your bloodstream since your stomach is so acidic anyway. And some tests have found Nongfu Spring water to have the same pH as other types of water. But the perception, nevertheless, still bubbles about. Meanwhile, the water wars move to a new battlefield between Wahaha and another big water brand, Master Kong. Master Kong, or Kong Shifu, is a big food brand in mainland China. Their instant noodle business is the largest in the region, but they also sell cakes, biscuits, and beverages like bottled water and tea. Master Kong is owned by the Taiwanese food conglomerate Tingxing International, run by four Hakka brothers from Jiayi. They also once owned a significant stake in Taipei 101, before selling it to Itochu. Anyway, where was I? Yes, Master Kong. In late 2003, they launched a massive price war by cutting the wholesale price of a carton of water from 18 RMB to 13 RMB. Wahaha responded with discounts on its own flagship water brand, as well as launching a new lower-priced water brand. The Master Kong's price cuts helped them gain ground against the leader, and in 2007, they reported that they had taken first place with 17% market share. The following year, however, Master Kong got swirled up in a major scandal which the Chinese media called Water Source Gate. Master Kong had long held in their public messaging and advertising that their water came from high-quality sources, but a netizen snuck into one of their bottling factories, discovering that the high-quality source was just urban tap water. They published a blog titled, "Master Kong, Where is Your Quality Water Source?" and it went viral. Traditional media reported on it too, and retailers temporarily pulled Master Kong water from their shelves. It took a month before Master Kong confirmed the rumor's veracity, but insisted that the water was still safe thanks to filtration. Not wrong, but consumers were infuriated to discover that they were paying so much for filtered tap water. Master Kong gave up share to Wahaha and Nongfu Spring. It's worth mentioning that a few years later, Master Kong's parent company, Tingxing, got caught up in a major food scandal. Their cooking oil had been discovered to be tainted with recycled gutter oil. The scandal was so serious that the company entirely dissolved out of the Taiwanese cooking oil industry, and its former chairman was sent to jail. Apple and tree, shall we say? The water price wars of the 2000s between Wahaha and Master Kong created an opportunity for Nongfu Spring. In a prior video about Xiaomi, I discussed the important role of retail distributors and outlets. In the mid-2010s, Xiaomi lost market share to Oppo and Vivo because their phones were sold mostly online and at so low prices that retail outlets had no incentive to feature and resell them. Eventually, Xiaomi turned it around, raising prices and going upscale to generate enough margin to make it worth it for their retail partners. Nongfu Spring realized that the Wahaha Master Kong price war offered the chance to do something similar. So starting in 2010, the company goes upscale by slowly repricing the cost of a single bottle up from 1.5 RMB to 2 RMB by 2012. To compare, Wahaha and Master Kong retailed at about 1 RMB. Critically, Nongfu did not change the wholesale price, so all of those price gains went to the distributors and retailers. And those guys responded by selling more Nongfu Spring water, stocking more of it and giving it more prominent shelf space. Nongfu captured the top market share in 2012 and held it for many years afterwards. Bottled water is a fantastic business if you can get it, boasting 60% gross margins. Most of the cost is freight and packaging. The water itself costs basically nothing, though the company has added new sources, a notable one being the famous Changbai Mountains near North Korea. Profits were funneled into new verticals like fruit juices and especially teas, the latter of which has become a growth area for the company in recent years. In 2020, the closely held company went public on the Hong Kong Stock Exchange. The stock price skyrocketed its first day in trading, probably because they only floated a small portion of the company. Then in 2021, Nongfu's market cap reached as high as $150 billion, that has since receded and now hovers at around $55 billion. Nevertheless, as the majority owner, Zhong remains a very rich man, which in China kinda puts a target on your back. In those years, Nongfu got itself into other bits of drama. There was a back and forth with various media outlets in 2013. Beijing Times claimed that Nongfu's water standards were of low quality. Nongfu promptly sued the newspaper, saying that the newspaper was fabricating stories to attack the company. There was another one in 2021, when someone claimed that Nongfu's white peach-flavored soda was being made with radioactive white peaches from Fukushima. But the most serious drama happened quite recently, and is a bizarre case of Chinese online cancel culture. In February 2024, Wahaha's venerable founder, Zhong Qingho, died. As it does, the media reviewed the life of a poor man who became a billionaire selling water. Unexpectedly, the online narrative shifted from praising Wahaha Zhong's life to attacking Nongfu Zhong, because every good story needs a villain, I reckon. The most frequently circulated story claimed that Zhong received his first quote-unquote bucket of gold from unethical activities while working for Wahaha. As I said earlier, Zhong once worked for Wahaha as a distributor in Hainan. The narrative is that Zhong failed to sell anything there, and so shipped the goods to the richer Guangdong province for resale at a more favorable price. This gray market sales behavior is unethical and illegal in China, so article writers claim that that was how Zhong first earned the money to found Nongfu Spring. The situation got so bad that in early March, Nongfu Zhong posted a letter to his WeChat to try and clear things up. This letter said, amongst other things, that he was never a salaried employee for Wahaha, that he saw and respected Wahaha Zhong as a mentor, and that the gray market sales rumor stemmed from a bad joke made years later at a sales conference. In a further attempt to dispel the negative publicity, Zhong went on to CCTV public television for two interviews as well as other publicity events. But the campaign did not stop, but instead spiraled into nationalism. Someone discovered in the prospectus that Zhong's son is an American citizen, and claimed that if he were to take control of Nongfu, it would turn the company into an American one. Other netizens accused Nongfu of pandering to Japan, a grave accusation. With one product called Tea Pie, they said that the pie symbol and the half-cut grapefruit were inspired by the controversial Yasukuni Shrine. It goes on, an accusation that the packaging imagery on a product called Oriental Lees was modeled after Japanese imagery, that the mountain in the Nongfu Spring logo was actually Mount Fuji, and that the generic-looking guy screaming in the logo of Nongfu sport drink brand Scream imitated Japanese dance moves. Yes, none of this holds much water, but the business outcomes were very real. Sales of Wahaha, by then a distant loser in the water industry, soared, returning to sales levels not seen since 2014. And retailers pulled Nongfu from their shelves. Daily online sales of Nongfu crashed by almost 90%. 2024 water sales declined 21% year over year. In their 2024 annual report, Nongfu Spring called the whole thing an unprecedented smear campaign, and it continues to affect sales to this day. I want to thank Kevin, a hedge fund analyst, for this idea. He came up to me at a party and insisted that I had to study this water company. I did a little reading and was like, wow, for a company selling just water, Nongfu Spring sure gets into a lot of drama. Well, more water is coming out of that well. In April 2024, a month after all the online drama after the death of Wahaha's founder, Nongfu began selling purified water again. Why would they do that after nearly 25 years? Nongfu was and indeed remains the leading packaged water brand with 25.7% market share, but packaged water industry growth has somewhat thawed in the past 3 years. For this reason, the company's fast-growing tea products have brewed their way past packaged drinking water in 2024, producing 39% of revenue compared to water's 37.2%, though that might have something to do with the 2024 cancel campaign. Natural water might have all these healthy ions floating around, but purified water is still a major part of the industry, with 56.1% share of the whole industry in 2023. It remains particularly popular with cost-sensitive customers due to its cheaper prices. There are also the gathering rain clouds of new competition. Second-place player and Nongfu's biggest competitor is Seibon, owned by the company China Resources. And those guys are very strong in purified water, particularly for urban cities. So not having a purified water option is giving Seibon free rein of the pool lane. The packaging is very telling. Nongfu's new purified water products are colored green, just like Seibon's are, and the pricing is apocalyptic at under 1 RMB per bottle with discounts. But didn't Nongfu splash around about the missing ions in purified water? What made them so prominently change their mind? In an interview, Dong Shanshan still holds to his beliefs about ions, saying, "Nongfu Spring only makes one size, one SKU of the purified water. If you're thirsty and buy a bottle or two occasionally, that's not a problem. But for an entire family to drink it from morning till night for a long period, that definitely becomes problematic. Large amounts of drinking water should contain minerals." He also added, "To be honest, that decision was made in a fit of anger at the time, but I still don't want everyone to drink it." It seems rather counterproductive for a company's founder to tell people not to drink its new product, and it certainly put the customer service folks in a bind, but it hints at the strategy. Nongfu, caught off guard by this random online nationalist campaign, is now trying to hit back at its competition by draining the field of profit and recapture share. The Chinese bottled water wars continue. Alright everyone, that's it for tonight. Thanks for watching. Subscribe to the channel, sign up for the Patreon, and I'll see you guys next time.